Good morning. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Preservationists have not given up on trying to block demolition of the Rock Island County Courthouse.
Save our courthouse! Save our courthouse! Save
Yesterday,
our
protesters
courthouse!
Held a rally outside the courthouse. They announced they've sent nearly 60 letters to developers and others who might have an interest in the courthouse. That's despite the county board's decision to demolish the 120-year-old building, which is located at the foot of Centennial Bridge in Rock Island. Architect Randall Brockway says the board has not explored all its options.
The future of the building, one of the alternatives that really has not been looked at was a private buyer developer taking the building and rehabbing it and then perhaps finding another use.
Rock Island County Board Member Rich Morflin voted against demolishing the courthouse.
The last thing I want to tell my grandchildren is that when the time came, I wasn't man enough to stand up and stop bad politicians from doing the wrong thing in Rock Island County again!
An annex to the Rock Island County Justice Center is currently under construction. The three-story building will include four courtrooms, the circuit clerk, state's attorney, other offices, and secure areas for suspects. The $28 million project should be completed before the end of the year. That's when demolition is set to begin on the existing courthouse. The chief supplier of food pantries in eastern Iowa and western Illinois is preparing for a huge increase in donations thanks to tariffs on U.S. farm products. As Herb Trix reports, the first will be milk, a lot of milk, that'll start arriving soon at the River Bend Food Bank in Davenport.
Food Bank President and CEO Mike Miller says the government is buying food that would be sold overseas and donating it to food banks across the country. And the problem's going to be storage.
This is exactly the challenge. It's so much more than we normally deal with, getting it in, making sure that we've cleared out as much space as possible, and then getting that out just as quickly as possible so people in need get the freshest milk available.
An estimated 100 semi-truckloads of milk will be delivered to Iowa and Illinois between now and next March. And the River Bend Food Bank's share of that will be 10%, or 5,000 half-gallons of milk per week. He's expecting his first delivery of milk later this month, what he calls a blessing and a challenge. The River Bend Food Bank supplies 300 food pantries in 23 Iowa and Illinois counties. I'm Herb Trix.
Democratic candidate for Iowa Governor Fred Hubble will begin a bus tour of the state today. With his lieutenant governor running mate, State Senator Rita Hart from Wheatland, they'll try to rally supporters just 2 weeks before the election. After starting in Des Moines this morning, their itinerary includes stops this afternoon in Cedar Rapids at 3:30 at the city's public library, followed by a meet and greet in Clinton County at 6:30 p.m. in DeWitt at Murphy's Pub. The Hubble-Hart bus tour tomorrow will start in Dubuque, meeting with local Democrats at the Convivium Urban Farmstead, followed by a visit to Clinton High School to talk about job training. They'll come to Davenport tomorrow for a Scott County field event at 1:30, followed by a stop in Muscatine at 2:45. The locations for those have not yet been determined. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.